This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations.
Is the God of the New Testament the same as the God of the Old Testament?
By Zach Breitenbach and Daniel McCoy.
How would you answer the question, is the God of the New Testament the same as the God of the Old Testament?
Here's the answer we'll explore.
The idea that the God of the New Testament and Old Testament is different is an ancient heresy. The claim is that God seems judgmental and angry in the Old Testament, but full of love and grace in the New Testament. Yet the Bible's picture of God is consistent. His love and grace are also seen in the Old Testament, and his anger against sin is also seen in the New Testament.
Now, let's walk through this answer.
The idea that the God of the New Testament and Old Testament is different is an ancient heresy. In a D144, a man named Marcion was declared a heretic by Christian church leaders. A heretic is someone who holds beliefs that go against core teachings of the Bible, rejecting something that's essential to the Christian faith. And that is exactly what Marcion did. He denied that there is one God who is described throughout the Bible. Marcion thought that the God of the Old Testament was a different God from the God of the New Testament. He believed that the Old Testament God was angry, judgmental, quick to punish humans, and inferior to the NT God. By contrast, he saw the NT God as a God of love and grace, the merciful God of Jesus. Marcion disliked the OT God so much that he rejected the OT and didn't consider it part of the Bible. Marcion's view is a serious error and goes against what Jesus himself taught. Jesus said there's only one God, Mark 12:29, and he often quoted the OT. He said the OT scriptures will not pass away, Matthew 5:18. Jesus considered the God of the OT to be the one true God, the same God he talked about in the NT, John 8:54-58. In fact, Jesus said that he is the fulfillment of the OT, Matthew 5:17. So if Jesus didn't see inconsistency in God, in the OT and NT, why did Marcion? Why do some people today still wrestle with thinking God is different in the OT and NT? The claim is that God seems judgmental and angry in the OT. Let's start by considering why some people see God in the OT as angry, judgmental, and wrathful. This idea comes from the stories where God takes severe action against human evil and rebellion, showing that he takes our sin very seriously. Let's consider a few of these. One example is the flood in Noah's time, Genesis 6-9. God saw that humanity had become completely corrupt. In response, God decided to bring judgment on the earth by sending a flood, sparing only Noah and his family because they had not fallen into the corruption of the rest of the world. Another example is the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 19, cities known for their extreme wickedness. God would have spared the cities if just 10 righteous people could be found there, Genesis 18, 22-33. However, because the cities had become totally corrupt, God destroyed the cities with fire. Similarly, when Israel entered the Promised Land, he punished the people who were living in the land, known as the Canaanites. The Canaanites had become incredibly evil, doing horrible things like sacrificing their children to their false gods. So God decided that they must be totally wiped out from the land that he was giving to Israel. Deuteronomy 7, Joshua 6. He warned Israel that they would also be destroyed if they became wicked. Leviticus 18, 24-30. But full of love and grace in the NT. By contrast, some people think God is quite different in the NT, a God who is full of love and grace rather than judgment and wrath. It's certainly true that we see God's love and grace revealed in many ways throughout the NT, especially through the teachings and actions of Jesus. Many of Jesus' teachings emphasize God's love and grace. An example is the story of the prodigal son, Luke 15:11-32. Jesus illustrates how God, like a loving father, is always ready to forgive us, no matter how far we go astray. In this parable, the father runs to his sinful son and hugs him and forgives him. This represents God's unconditional love and his willingness to forgive even the most sinful. Jesus also demonstrates God's love and grace through his actions. The famous verse John 3:16 sums this up well when Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus' death on the cross is the ultimate act of love and grace. Though he was innocent, he willingly sacrificed himself for us. He took the punishment we deserve so that we could be forgiven. Jesus constantly healed the sick, stood up for the outcasts, and offered forgiveness to sinners. Yet the Bible's picture of God is consistent. His love and grace are also seen in the Old Testament.
But it's important to understand that God is consistent throughout the entire Bible. His character doesn't change. It's not true that God shows no love and grace in the OT, so that all we see is God's punishment of sin. Similarly, it isn't true that God's wrath against sin is absent in the NT, so that only his love and grace are visible. Let's explore the consistent character of God by starting with the OT, where we can see his love and grace shining through even as he punishes sin.
In the examples of God's judgment from the OT that we discussed earlier, we don't see a bloodthirsty God. Instead, we see a God who longs for people to turn from sin and live. Take the flood, for example. While God sent a flood to destroy humanity, he also gave people time to repent. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter 2:5, offering people the opportunity to turn from their evil ways before judgment came. Similarly, before destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, God waited until there were not even 10 righteous people in the cities, Genesis 18:32, showing he wasn't quick to destroy them, but gave them a chance to repent. In the case of the Canaanites, God delayed judgment for over 400 years. They were deeply corrupt, but God cared for them and gave them ample time to repent before their sins reached a point of no return, Genesis 15:13-16.
In all these cases, we see that God's justice is real. Sin must be punished because he is a good and just judge. But we also see his love and mercy. God doesn't want anyone to face the consequences of sin. As he says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways.
In the OT, we often see God's love and compassion for all people. For instance, God sent Jonah to the evil city of Nineveh to warn them that they would be destroyed if they didn't stop sinning. These people were not part of the nation of Israel, but God cared for them just as he cares for all people. These people didn't know their right hand from their left, Jonah 4:11. In other words, they were confused, sinful, and needed to repent. And after being warned, they repented, and God forgave them.
There are many other examples of God's love and grace in the OT. After God saved Israel from slavery in Egypt, the Israelites constantly disobeyed. Yet God showed great patience and didn't destroy them, Exodus 32, Numbers 14. After King David repented of his sins of adultery and murder, God forgave him, though consequences followed, 2 Samuel 12. God even had compassion on the evil King Manasseh, who led God's people into horrible sins. When Manasseh repented, God forgave him and allowed him to continue as king, 2 Chronicles 33:1-20. Over and over again in the Old Testament, God punishes sin but also offers forgiveness to those who truly repent.
And his anger against sin is also seen in the NT. Just as God shows love and compassion in the OT, he also demonstrates strict judgment of sin in the NT. Let's look at just a few examples. Consider what happened in Acts 5 to Ananias and Sapphira, who lied to God. God judged them for this sin, and they died as a result. In Acts 12:19 23, we see how God judged King Herod, who was struck down and eaten by worms for his sin. In Acts 13:4-12, God judged Elymas, who opposed God and was struck blind.
Even Jesus, God in the flesh, spoke more about God's judgment and punishment of sin than anyone else in the Bible. He warned often about the dangers of hell, a place of eternal separation from God and punishment for the wicked. For example, Matthew 5:22, Matthew 10:28, Matthew 25, 31-46, Mark 9:43. Jesus shows that God takes sin seriously and won't ignore it.
So although God is a God of love, grace, and compassion, he clearly does not hesitate to judge sin with severe consequences in the NT. The highest example of God's wrath against sin in the NT is seen in the price Jesus had to pay on the cross for our sins.
At the cross, we see God's love in the sacrifice of His Son for our forgiveness. But God's wrath against sin is also made clear. The death of Jesus shows that sin requires severe punishment. This is why Jesus died, to take the wrath of God that we deserve. Thus, God's qualities are consistent throughout the Bible. In both the OT and NT, God is a God of incredible love and compassion, yet He's equally a God of justice and righteous wrath against sin. For the full book, check out Daniel McCoy and Zach Breitenbach, God Conversations, 20 discussions for students on whether God is real and what He's like, available on Amazon.